Parshas Balak, actually the Teimanim, many of them have a minig. Last week they learned Chukas Balak. This week they're already learning Pinchas, and they're going to split Matas and Masay, different minhagim. Although there's another minig, it's brought down that the minig of the Teimanim is, I was trying to be Mavar. This I know, I spoke to a Teimani this morning. They learned Pinchas in Shafras, they already learned Chukas Balak, obviously. But it's brought down the Chalal that they don't have Parshas Chukas. There's another Nesaira that never, any year, they have Chukas. Chukas, the first half of Chukas is cut and laying together with Koirach, and the second half of Chukas is laying together with Balak, and they never have Parshas Chukas at all. But we're holding in Balak. Balak always comes out in the times of Yudzayin B'Tammuz. Yudzayin B'Tammuz, on one hand, the Chamisha Dvarim that happened on Yudzayin B'Tammuz, Shviras Haluchos, but on the other hand, we are waiting for Yehofech L'Sosin L'Simcha, Adarabba. It's brought down in the Medrash that Boyaz was Baal Rus on Yudzayin Tammuz. That's when they were maimed the Shoirish of Malchus Beis David. And Balak is the great-great-grandfather of Rus. Balak ben Tzipor. Tzipor is the same Oysi as Peretz. Peretz is Malchus Beis David. Also Bechlal, in the Nevu of Bilam, we're going to see later in the Parsha, a lot of the Nevu of Bilam talks about La'asid Lavoi. And Bechlal, who gets introduced at the end of the Parsha? Pinchas. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Eliyahu. You know, Bilam wants us to do chait at the end of the Parsha, and he wants us to intermingle with the Goyim. And the ultimate mavdil, Eliyahu Anovi, comes on Moitzah Shabbos. Havdalah. Eliyahu with Pinchas. He's the one that Adarabba keeps Klal Yisrael separated. And that's part of the process, what we have to do over here. Now, the parasha starts, Vayar Balak ben Tzipor. There's an interesting Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Tshuva Yerideyas Mishinun Vav. He says, Yeshli Lahoyer, he says, we know that a person has to be maimin in the amitus of Toiras Moshe, every detail, but most of the things were done, Barabim, in front of Klal Yisrael, over the parasha of Bilam and Balak. Mi higid lanu, Mahoya, says the Chasam Sofer, Bein Melech Moyov u Bein Koisim Echad Bilam Shmoy, that he came together with him and they made a deal and a plan. It's only because the Torah was Megalotos that this is what happened. But Avada, you have to be Maimon in that just as much as Maimon in every other detail in Torah. The says it's a Shoyer of Emunah to believe, even though we don't have any other source. It was a private meeting with Arbei Nayim, with four eyes. No one else was involved in this meeting that they had over there. That's why the Gemara says in Brachas there was a Havamina that way, Bikshu Likvaya Parshas Balak, also in Parshas Kriyashma. That's one of the things they wanted to be Chazal to be Kavei, and they didn't. We actually do say something, there are those that have a minute, we say Ma Toivo Elach Yaakov, which is Bilam's words, but that's a separate truth. But it's a Yesoid of Amuna. Now, in the Yesoid, the name of the Parsha is not Vayar, although we have Parshas Vayera, we have Parshas Voera, no one calls it Parshas Vayar, it's called Balak. One of five parshiyas that in our Messiah of names of parshiyas, to the extent of how you say it is with names, is Noyach, right? It could have been Toldos, right? We have parshas Toldos, right? It's not parshas Yitzchak, it's parshas Toldos. And Noyach, which is Toldos Noyach, is called parshas Noyach. Kacha, that's the minute we have. But the five parshiyas that are names are Noyach, Yisroi, Koirach, Balak, and Pinchas. Now, what's the greatest glick about Balak? Avada, we know the Oyev Yisroel Me'apta said Balak is Rosh HaTevis. The haftal reyecha kamoicha. The Chassidim said it's a beis, it's not a vav, it's a kuf, it's not a chaf. The kaishi, the lamed is shteitaf and tzeifista. He said, yeah, but if you're going to be medactic like that in the oisius, you're not going to have the haftal reyecha kamoicha. Now we have Bilam and Balak. These two chevra, Bilam and Balak. Bilam, who is Bilam? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufhei, Bilam ben Be'or, the Gemara says Be'or is Lavan. That's a Gemara. Who Lavan, who Be'or, who Kushan Rishasayim? Who's Kushan Rishasayim? Well, he's Lavan and he's Be'or, but if you learn Yeshua, the beginning of Yeshua, you'll know also there's another bad guy, the Kushan Rishasayim, but beginning of Shaifkin. We have Be'or, Lavan, and Kushan Rishasayim. That's the Gemara. Aibazoi Bilam is the son of Lavan. Yaakov's brother-in-law. But there's a Tanchuma and a Targum Yonason that says that Bilam is Lavan. And there are various other sources in the Medrash and the Zohar that he's the Yotzech HaLotzav of Lavan. An Ira Einikel. He stams from Lavan. But we have Mamash, the full gamut of he is Lavan. He's the son of Lavan. Now, on one hand, we know the Gemara says it's on Hebron, Daf Kuvav. The Gemara of Darshan and Gepasik, Anshe Domin Umirma La Yechetsu Yemeim, since an average life is 70, and Anshe Domin Umirma La Yechetsu Yemeim. So Bilam was killed when at the age of 33. La Yechetsu Yemeim. He didn't even make it to 35. And the Gemara speaks that already, or Rashi runs over there. That's a stira to a different medrash. Well, if Bilam is Lavan for sure, or even if he's Lavan's son. But Bechlal, it says in the Gemara, in Saita, Gimel Hayu Bo'isei Eitza, that Bilam was one of the three that was by the Eitz of Pari, which was hundreds of years earlier. It's obviously Machlokes and Midrashim, Tishtim, those two sheikhs about who Bilam is. Now, whether Bilam is Lavan, or a son of Lavan, or connected to Lavan, there's a lot of correlation. Vayove Elikim El Bilam Balayla, Vayove Elikim El Lavan Ha'arami Balayla. And he's warned Bilam and Lavan, Pen Tadaber in Yaakov Mitoy Vadra, Pen Tadaber Veloy, Kiloy Nachash Bi Yaakov, Nichashti Vivarcheni Hashem Biglalecha. Vatachleif Es Maskorti Aseres Moinim, the Medrash says, is connected to 10 kinds of Kesem. There's Moinim, Menachash, Mechashiv, Chayver Chavar, there's a list of 10 different Dargis of Sugim, of Ksamim. That's the 10 times that Lavan, who Bilam, is connected. Now Bilam is Gematria 696. That's if you do it Bimiluya. The Gansa Bilam, with the whole Miluya, you spell out the letters. Beis, Yutav, Lamed, Mem, Dalet, Ayin, Yud, Nun, Mem, is Gematria 696. Tsaris is Gematria 696. Not the Yavamistika ones, the real Tsaris. Bullock! He teams up with Bullock. Who's Bullock? The Zohar says that Bullock was Mibnei Bonav of Yisrael. So he stams from Yisrael. Bilam stams from Lavan. Bullock stams from Yisrael. The Chidah brings, the way he quotes the Zohar actually, that Bullock is the son of Yisrael. Not that he's the Ur Enakel of Yisrael. Bullock is the son of Yisrael. That means Bullock and Moshe Rabbeinu are brother-in-laws. We had Bilam being a brother-in-law of Yaakov. Now we have Bullock is the brother-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's another pshat in the Medrash that Bullock, you know, Yisrael had a daughter, Tzipora, but he also had a son, Tzipor. And Bullock is the grandson of Yisrael, Tzipor and Tzipora, a brother and sister. Lefiza Moshe Rabbeinu was Bullock's uncle. B'cholipin, they're teaming up over here. Vayar Bullock ben Tzipor, what did he see? So the Balaturim says, Rosh Omdalai Chamal Moshe. Rosh Omdalai Chamal Moshe. Why was he misspelled about that? So there's a beautiful pshat, because we know the Gemara says the koyach of Bilam was, he was Yedea, to be mechavin the shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu koyis. And the Gemara says, when is that rega, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyis? B'shosh Shemalchi Mizruch Umayir V'mishtachavim L'chama. But if Balak sees that the Omda L'chama L'moshe, the Moshe has control of that, so then he's going to be able to control that rega, and it won't be pashat to be mekalel the Yidden. Now, Bullock ben Tzipor and Bilam, simple gematria. Bullock ben Tzipor and Bilam is gematria Shabbos 702. Now 702, you could look at the Heilig Bnei Yisoskar. He has a lot of arichas about what the inyan of 702 is. There are 27 letters in the Aleph Beis with Mansapach. 27 times Shem Avai, 26 is 702. The Vechule Ayin Sham. There's a lot of arichas in 702, but Bullock ben Tzipor and Bilam also is an inyan that it was Shabbos. The Sfarim bring down what he was trying to do. He was trying to plug into the Koyach of Shabbos, but use it against the Yidden. And of course, Fakert, it's Nepach. It's Nepach to Brocha. Now, Bullock sends a message to Bilam, and he says, Ki Yedati, Eis Asher Tevorech Mevoirech, Vashatar you are. The Sephorna writes that Be'emes, he did not have a Koyach of Brocha. He only had a Koyach of Kalolah. Others learn know that he did have a koyach of bracha, and yet he chooses to use the koyach of klala. When did this event happen? Again, this farm is saying that it happened on Shabbos, but there's various also makaris. There's a medrash that it happened on Leil Pesach. Meidach gisa, there's a pshat that it happens during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur during the Aseres Mitzvah. There's an arichas in the farm about that, about when this event is happening. Now Bilam tells Balak, he says, Herzu, it's very nice. He sends him, of course, you know, Maloy Beisai Kesef Zahav. He wants to be paid. But he says, Lamaisa, everything is totally in the Bashar. He warns him straight out. Loy ucha lasois, loy ucha lavar es pi Hashem, aleikai, lasois ketano e gedoyla. I can't do anything small or big unless the Bashefa wants. So I want to speak out a little bit, a few different pshatim. What does it mean, ketano e gedoyla? So, b'derech drash, b'ikr, but let's speak out various sefanim. What does he mean? What's a dover katan? What's a dover gadol? The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Zayin, Bilam was Yedeya the Rega. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyis. B'shoshim Al-Chimizuch Umayrav Mishtachavim. He knows the Rega that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Koyis. Frek Toysvis, Brachas Daf Zayin. And what could he do in that Rega? What could you already do in one Rega? Zok Toysvis two terutzim. One teretz, in one Rega you could say Kalein. Kalein is destroy them. Kalein. The Tzveita teretz of Toysvis, Inami, if Bilam knows the exact rega and he starts the klala by that rega, once he starts, he can go on as long as he wants. So Tosis again is asking, how could Bilam chaparayin, agansa gishmaka klala for Klal Yisrael? In a rega is less than a second. A rega doesn't mean a moment. It's a very small amount of time. What could you say in a rega? So Tosh says kalein, or you start, you can continue. Zogech Pasha, that's the Dover Katan, Dover Gadol. Dover Katan is the first teretz of Tosfos. A Dover Katan, just to say kalein. Dover Gadol is that once you start, you can go lengthy. But I heard a different shot. When Tosh says kalein be'emes, where did he say kalein? He didn't say kalein. He did. His brachas, which the klal is turned into brachas, but ooh, wow, we know what he wanted to say, was kaf, ki loy nachash v'yakov, Lamed, loy ishkel, and mem, ma toivu. So in kalein itself, I have two pshatim. The small pshat, just to say kalein. Or the big pshat, that it's a Rosh HaTevis for this entire lengthy psukim of kiloy nachash, loy hibet, and ma toivu. Another pshat, ketanoi gedoyla, the gross says that it says in the, he brings a medrash, vayosem Hashem dover befi Bilam. He puts something in Bilam's mouth. And the medrash brings a machlokes, chad omar resen, V'chad Omar Chake. And the Gaon explains, one of those, it's two things that you put on an animal, a kind of a muzzle, but one pushes itself into the mouth of the animal, and one pulls the tongue of the animal out. The Gaon explains, there's different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some are rachamim, some are din. L'moshel yud and a hey is din. But a full yud kei vavke, that's rachamim. Bilam wanted to do klola, yud kei. Hashem took the resin that pulls it out, the chaka, I think, okay? That pulls it out. Chaka pulls it out and he lengthened it. He made it gedoyl, yud kei vavke, turned into rachamim. On the other hand, Bilam wanted to use midas adin, alikim. Alikim is din. It got shortened just to aleph lamed. Aleph lamed is rachamim. So we turned alikim, din, shortened tana into kale, and we turned ka, din, lengthened it, gedoyla, into yud kei vavke. There's another chat also I saw, you know, it says he knew a rega. Rega is Rosh HaTevis, Reishis, Goyim Amalek. And Avada, Balak, and Bilam is Amalek. Take out the basin, the Lamed Kuf of Balak, and the Lamed Ayin Mem of Bilam is the letters Amalek, except for the base, Amalek. Amalek on one hand, there's one Rega, Reishis, Goyim Amalek. On the other hand, this farm say, Rak, Rak, Kol Hayoim, Soifet Tevis Amalek. So what's Amalek, 1 second? Or Rak, Rak, Kol Hayoim? Scary thought. On one end, Amalek can chop you in a second, in a millisecond. The person was holding in the Olamas Al Yoinen, in the middle of a Rajba. And Rahman al-Islam, the Yetzirah, could take him, the Amalek, in a rega, and could ruin everything. Gracious Goyim, Amalek, in the beginning, it could be one rega. But you have to realize, don't fall into that rega, because that rega, Bilam knows that rega. He can get you. And once he starts, he can continue. All the way till Rak, Rak, Kol Ayoyim, Soif Tevis Amalek. That's Achas Ketan and Gedoylo. The Amalek could start Imamish with a rega, but then it could fall all the way. Now, Maisa, on this Tosis, what was the second teretz of Tosis? That when Bilam knew the rega, once he starts, the klalik can continue. Interesting. There's a Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Yod and Hilchis Tfila. He says, if a person, it's Mamish Zman Tfila, Magen Avraham, going, whichever. Well, the Magen Avraham is Mustama going like the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham says, if it's Mamish near the Zman of Tfila and you only have a moment left,
Say Havineinu. Don't say full Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have enough time. Be mispalel Havineinu. There's an Aruch HaShulchan, often Aruch, fascinating. He says, Efshar not. Efshar, if there's still 1 minute till the Zman of Tefillah, you can start. Once you start davening, it's able to continue even beyond the Zman as long as you start it. And he says, it's Ulai Kali in the two Terutzim of Toisvis in Brachas Dav Zayin. Achas Ketana, Achas Kedana. We mentioned that there's a vikuach about when this happened, the Rekeach and the Chidah bring a remez that it was Leil Pesach. I think they have a gematria that, what do they say? An interesting gematria. Okay, I don't find it now, but there was a gematria that it was going on Leil Pesach. But at the other end, yeah. Vayovi Elikim El Bilam Laila. Bilam Laila is gematria Leil Pesach. But on the other hand, the Megala Amukis has a cheshbon that this happened on the days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Licha no orali. Balak sees the Melchama against Oig, which we know happened at the end of Elul. That's a whole separate thing. That the Ois with Altira Ois happens at the end of Elul, and now it's coming Licha. Licha Lamed is the 30 days of Elul. Chaf is the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Hey is the Isis of Tshuva. Lecha, no orali. No is the 51 days till Ishan no Rabbah. Ora is Elul Rosh Hashanah. And then Li is the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El to Yom Kippur. All of this is about. And the Emes, on Rosh Hashanah, he wants to start the cursing. And it's Usruas Melech Boy. He is the Shofar. Usruas Melech Boy. And he tries again and again through the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and finally on Yom Kippur. And Itzumi Shel Yom Kippur is the day that it's Nefach to call to the Bracha. That's how the Megala Amukais learns out this parsha. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Yudalad, recently learned in the Daf Yomi, goes through the entire Chav Dalad Sifrei Tanakh and who wrote each one of them. And the Gemara says, Moshe Kosav Sifrei and Iyoiv and Parshas Bilam. And it's Avada Amod Nazach. What does it mean, Parshas Bilam? Parshas Bilam is part of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Chamishu Chamshei Torah, Iyoiv and Parshas Bilam. What does it mean, Parshas Bilam? So the Ramami Fanu says, Parshas Bilam means that in Sefer Yeshua, there's 18 psukim that talk about Bilam getting killed in the whole confrontation again with Bilam. That's what it's referring to. That even though Yeshua wrote Sifrei, but those 18 psukim in Sefer Yeshua was written by Moshe. That's the Ramami Fanu's pshat. But about the Kipshuta, it's talking about our Parsha, Parshas Balak, Parshas Bilam. Why is it singled out? Hare, it's part of Hamishah Chamshei Torah. There's a beautiful pirish we always speak out from the Maharil Diskin. He says, we know that it says in the Gemara, Loikam bi Yisrael Navi k'Moshe. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is fundamentally different than the other Nevi'im. I think we spoke the other week, we had the Kasha, so why was Miriam only accused Nenash for Lashon Hara when she says, V'chi Achrak b'Moshe Diber Haligam Bano Diber. Hare, she was being Kaifer in one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. Rabbi Elchanan asked the Kasha. Rabbi Elchanan says, over there by that story where it was Nischadish that you saw that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Cholak b'Yisoydik. When Miriam complained, that wasn't yet Nischadish. It was Nischadish there. But Akapana Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is Aspaklaria Mi'ira. As opposed to all other Nevi'im, is Aspaklaria She'enoi Mi'ira. But the Gemara says, Leikam b'Yisrael Navi k'Moshe, Aval bu'umais ha'olam kom, Umanu Bilam. And it's a fascinating Ha'ara, Frekna B'Shua Lev Diskin. Bilam is on the Madrega of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. For what purpose? Why? Why is he given that Darga? Moshe Rabbeinu reaches that Darga because of his Dargas Anova. Bilam is the opposite. What's the Pshat? Explains the Rabbi Shulam Diskin that whenever a Navi gets his Nevuah, it becomes in a spectrum, in a spaklaria that's not Mi'ira, and the Navi perceives it in a certain oifen, but it's warped and it's colored and it's not exactly crystal clear, and he can translate it and define it and use it for something. As opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Aspaklari Mi'ira, that it's crystal clear, it's exactly as is. He explains Rabbi Shua Leib, when a Navi gets a Nevuah, Bilam knew he's going to get a Nevuah to give a bracha, but he assumingly thought it's going to be Aspaklari Yashayna Mi'ira, like a standard grade A-level Navi thingy, and he's going to be able to change it and translate it and be Magdirit Kirtsoinoi for a Klala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baroid Chasta gave Bilam the ultimate upgrade, and said, no, your Nevuah is Aspaklari Ami'ira. There's nothing to it. It's Ma Toivo Elecha Yaakov. He had it klar. So Bilam, the Etzem, already had the Darag of Aspaklari Nevuah as a preventative system that he shouldn't be able to warp and change it. Zogra B'Shualeb, that's the Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. He wrote Bereishis and Noach and Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov again. Why? It was already Nischadish through Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, but it wasn't the Darag of Aspaklari Ami'ira, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to upgrade it and give it over and give the nevuah of Chamisha Chumshei Torah v'dargas as paklarim ira. But actually, the brachas of Bilam in this week's parasha, there was no need. There was no need to do it. It was already on the dargas as paklarim ira. Moshe Rabbeinu loyhoya elokim ma'atik. He was only, what's ma'atik? What? Copy. He was like cut and paste. Ma'atik. He was only ma'atik it and put it word for word as is. It didn't have to be enhanced and changed and upgraded to Aspaklariam Ira. That's the oimik of what it means. Moshe Kosef Sifrei, yes. But also Sefer Bilam. Sefer Bilam, which was already given for important reasons, as we explained, by Aspaklariam Ira to disallow Bilam from actually changing anything. It's interesting that Rav Shach and Avi Ezri al Harambam and Hilchas Yisoidi HaTorah brings this entire Shtikl Torah of Bishul Eid word for word. And he adds, he says, the emes is, ain't, probably a sense of humor, he says, ain't the elokimatik divrei Rabbi Shul Eid. But I want to add one thing, he says. But he says, cutely, I want to only be mine. He quotes word for word the Sefer. Because it's matik, it's already Dvarav Shul Rabbi Shul Eid. But he wants to add, maybe that's pshat in the Akeid. Everyone talks about the Akeid. What's the Nesoyin of the Akeid? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu b'pe mole to do it. Okay, it's Ben Yechidoi and this, but he told him to do it, to be Oikid Yitzchak. Explains Rabbi Shua Leib, yeah, but Avram Avinu, the Dargosig of Nevuah, was as Paklar Yishein in the Ira. And it's a Kasha, Kodesh Baruch, who was already Mavtiachim that Kibi Yitzchak Yikari Lechazara. Must be, it doesn't mamash mean Akeda, it means something else. I mean, he would change it. And that was, he was Omad bin Isoyan, that he was able to translate it and understand it. In the end, things worked out, but to understand what it is. Now, the Etzim idea, though, it's fascinating. Bilam and Moshe are given the same Darga. They're both given the Darga of Aspaklar Yamira, but look at the difference when Moshe Rabbeinu takes. Goes with it, and where Bilam goes with it. The difference of Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael. I saw in the Sefer Oitzer Peleis HaTorah, he brings a fascinating thing. If you count the words in the Torah that Bilam says, the words, there are 523 words. And also, if you count in the Parshas Lech Lecha Vayera, the Echaisara, those Parshas, the amount of words that Avram Avinu speaks in the Torah is also 523. And for the record, Aleph Beis, Aleph Lamed Pei, Beis Yud Tov, Aleph Beis is Gematria 523. Pashat the Aleph Beis of Avram Avinu, of Va'avorecha, Va'avorcha Mevorechecha, Aleph Beis of whoever you. That's an interesting. That's another. We're gonna move on. Va'yiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoyim. The Stifler writes in Birchas Peretz. He brings a medrash. You know, we have a fascinating over here. Think of it at the Behema talks. I mean, we recently had it in the Sugyas. In Sukkah, we had a shita that holds that when you need the Sukkah to be l'shem Sukkah. Many are trying to bring it has to be bepeh, and then we had it said that not only a sukkah l'shem mitzvah has to be bepeh, but who then let's say a ganbach rakbash it's a sukkah l'shem tzel, but it's that omer achista who shasol tzel you need to do it bepeh. So I was asked with ganbach, how is a sukkah's ganbach the behema? How is it going to be bepeh? I said this week's parsha asking is akasha. I asked it last week. Okay, I don't know. Maybe there's other truths to the kasha, but we see an animal talk over here. The Rav Stipler says, it's a fascinating thing, if an animal would talk, it would say the ultimate truth. It doesn't have a negias. It doesn't have a cheshbon of maybe saying a white lie. It says the pure emes in his face. Vayiftach Hashem espi us in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, brings Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, Pi Ha'aretz, which was in Parshas Korach, Pi HaBe'er, which was in Parshas Chukas, Pi Ha'asayin, which is in Parshas Balak, and actually in next week's Parsha also, Parshas Pinchas, is Pi Ha'goyrol, but that wasn't created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. But we have these three Piyos, Pi Ha'aretz, Pi Ha'be'er, Pi Ha'asayin. The Mishnah continues, V'ha'keshes, V'ha'mon, V'ha'mate, V'ha'shamir, V'ha'ksav, V'ha'michta, V'ha'luchos, and a list of different things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, according to one Ma'adi Amor, so the Isle of Avram Avinu. There's a machlokes in the first, and what does it mean, piha asayin? Does it mean actually the asayin itself? It means the el tezeda of the asayin, like we said before about Bilam being loving, is the el tezeda, or it means literally that asayin? Or maybe even the, just it means the koyach hadibor of that asayin. Now, there are many rishonim that bring, it's interesting, there's a gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, Tsar Bali Chayim, doi raisa, and it's unclear, where's the makar for this doi raisa? The Rambam in Marin Avuchim, and say for Chassidim and other Rishonim, they say the makar of Tzar Bali Chayim Deraisa is taken from this parsha, from Al Mahi Kises Asoincha, that taina on Bilam is the makar of Tzar Bali Chayim. Although the Rishonim bring various other makaris
Mitzar Balichayim.
Bilam tries to give a klala, but it turns into a bracha. Ma ekoiv loikaboy kale. Ekoiv is Rosh Tevis. Amen. Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. He says, I can't. The Yidden are davening. They're saying Amen and Kedusha and Baruch Hu. Ma ekoiv, so I can't be mekalalit. Another interesting pshat is brought down from Rabbi Kveger. The pasuk says, Bilam gets frustrated and says, Loka iv oivai lekachticha. I took you here to curse them. There's a cheshbin. Some cipher brings this from Rabbi Kveger. The meshach the year, there are 132 days that we don't say tachlin. I mean, some people have more days. But according to the cheshbin that some cipher makes, there are 132 days that we don't say tachlin. That's lokoiv. Lokoiv is 132. And then there are borech, 222 days that we do say tachlin. And he says, you are mahapech, the days that I'm a single to tachlin fakert. You made a mapecha in the system. Now he tries to bring karbonos, and time and again, Balak and Bilam are going through the system of trying to use the karbonos to be mahapecha klala on Klal Yisrael. And then eventually he gives up. Now there's an interesting cheshbon. After trying a few times to curse him, so Bilam says, listen, it's not going to work anymore with klala. I have a different eitzah to do znus. But if you look at the Shach of Ataria, he explains like this. The Chassam Sofer says there was a machlokes between Bilam and Balak. Bilam held that after two times is already a chazaka that it's not going to work. And therefore, if you look at the psukim, after the first two times when Bilam is being makat the karbonis, Bilam gives up, Balak is the one that's bringing the karbonis. And then Bilam tells Balak like this, Herzu, I hold two times is a chazaka. But I see you continued further, you tried a third time. Now, Lashitasi, who had in chet? They already had chet ha'egel, and they already had chet meraglim. So it's already two times as a chazakah, and they didn't get sishmatet. But Lashitaska, that you tried a third time in the karbanais, so Lashitaska, you can also try a third time with chet. So Lashitaska, try again with benois midyan, and that's taka the third time. But it's telling the machlekes, right? Right? It says, leholach kepam bepam, because he says, I can't do it anymore. I'm after two times, two strikes, and you're out. It's a different sport, a different game. Two strikes and you're out. He says, you hold them two, three strikes and you're out. You try a third time for the karbanis. So try a third time chet also. A diak kal, it's interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it describes the chet of Benois Midyan, it describes that first there was an old zakena trying to sell some schayra outside. And then a younger woman would say, come inside, I have cheaper, better quality, cheaper. And then eventually to do chet and eventually to do avodah zarah. But the lashon of the Gemara is in Sanhedrin, Hazkeinu Oimeris, this is the price. V'yaldo Oimeris loy bepachos. Shnayim oishalosh pa'amim. The Gemara's lashon is, this happened, this trick with the old lady, the young lady, happens shnayim oishalosh pa'amim. It's a play on the shnayim oishalosh pa'amim, whether you're going to fall through after two times or after three times. Now, after the chet of Benois Midyan comes the story, and even Pinchas goes and takes Cosby, that's this week's parasha reading, and Zimri takes Cosby. And Pinchas is the one that makes the initiative. Now it says the Klal Yisrael was crying. The Heima Boichim. The Targum Yoinison says, the Heima Boichim, they were saying Kriyashma. What's the Shaykh's Kriyashma? I saw a fascinating Chiddush in the Paradis Yosef HaChodosh. He brings a pshat from Rav Michal Ber Weissmandel. Oh, his life story is a story of the Holocaust. Not for now, Mamasha Nifludike Maisa. But he says an interesting thing. He says, what does it mean that they were saying Kriyashma? So the truth is, the Chida already says, it says, Pinchas says, Vayikach Roimach biyodoi. Roimach is 248. There are 248 words in Kriyashma. And actually, the Kri Uksiv is Roimach with an extra Vav. The Ksiv doesn't say a Vav, but the Kri is with the Vav. What's the Vav? The six words, Baruch Shem, Kvayi Mechus Elayim Vod. When we say Kriyashma, that's 248 words. That's without Baruch Shem, Kvayi Mechus. So Roimach is the 248 words of Kriyashma. With the Vav is Roimach. But he says a different shah, Rabbi Chaim Ber Weissmandel. He says, if you count the amount of Yidden that were in Klal Yisrael with the Levim in the beginning of Bamidbar, and then you count them again, the difference is, in the beginning of the Midbar, there were 625,850, and now there are 624,730. Okay, that's a big number. But he says, the difference, the deviation of how many people less, is 1,120. Now, take out the Makalal and the Makoshish, that's their own two stories.
you're left with 1118. 1118 is Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which we've discussed other times. So Akoponim, that's what it's saying over here. They were crying at the Kriya Shema. They were crying at the fact of the 1118 Yidden who had been Nifter. That's a what's called. Now, the story of Pinchas, it's fascinating. He makes this move, a kanos, and the parsha ends leaving us in suspense. We don't know what happens. The Sam Rebbe used to say, the kanoi tutzain pu'ula, but you don't know what happened. You might have to wait a week until you see what ends up happening, but to be continued, thank you, Hashem.